It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, and Grant DePorter is on the Team Hochberg phone line, president and owner at Harry Carey's Restaurants, Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse, River North, and Water Tower, Lombard, and Rosemont. Grant, I was thinking of you last night because on the MLB channel, I was watching these great biographies on their Sounds of the Game or Voices of the Game series. Hawk Harrelson and Bob Uecker I saw last night, and the Harry Carey one. Well, it was fantastic. I wish we could just talk about that today.
Yeah, I know. I know you were a good friend of Harry, so I'm sure you would have enjoyed talking about him.
Yeah, and the half hour or the hour on him was fantastic. Well, how you doing? I was disturbed to read about one of your competitors there in Rosemont. You have a Harry Carey's in Rosemont, and Michelle Dupretti, part of the third generation of the family that owns Gene and Giorgetti, said they're going to have to close, or they're closed already there in Rosemont because of what's happening. How are you holding up?
We're holding up. I mean, yes, it's definitely taking its toll on the restaurant industry. I looked at, like, you know, we're on Dearborn Street, our flagship, and we're celebrating our 33 years, you know, last Friday. And if you went from the river to Illinois Street, on my side of the street, there used to be 8 full-service restaurants. 6 of them have now permanently closed. So it's now just us and one other. And it's just it's devastating to the industry. You know, and I'm friends with a lot of restaurant, you know, leaders, and I can't tell you how disappointed everyone was when the governor just started closing everyone's indoor spaces. Mayor Lightfoot seemed to disagree with the governor on his approach, and a lot of mayors seem to be doing that. Mm-hmm. Restaurants, you know, DuPage County, you know, because we have a restaurant in Lombard, and DuPage County listed all the contact tracing going back to March, all the way to mid-October. The amount of cases attributed to restaurants, according to DuPage, was only 1.6% of all cases. 79% of the cases came from nursing homes. So Mayor Lightfoot just thought, you know, she said that he thinks he's going after the wrong people with the way he's approaching this.
The president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya, was talking about the shutdown and restaurants having to close, and he threw a number out there that was really scary statewide, like 7,000 restaurants in danger now. He said almost a third of the industry could be sunk due to the measures. He called them extreme. He said, Let us try at least a 25% capacity. We know how to do this right. Masking, social distancing, and sanitizing, as any business doing it right should be kept open, and anyone that isn't should be shut down. We don't understand why the restaurants are the only ones affected. Is that pretty much how you feel, Grant?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, restaurants, you know, by us being open, we are losing money, but we're open because we have a lot of loyal employees that we're trying to keep employed. You know, when they closed the first time, the federal government had a different unemployment system. They were giving $600 bonus payments per week. So when our staff was unemployed the first time, it wasn't that big of a deal because they were making a lot through unemployment. Well, that's not the case now. So when the governor's closing all these restaurants, and the restaurant industry is the largest private sector employer in the state of Illinois. So now all of a sudden you're putting all these people, they're going to be unemployed, and they don't get that $600 bonus check anymore. I mean, the money is going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of people.
So what's the answer, or what's been your solution at any rate? We want to go to places like Harry Carey's, but we're nervous about the pandemic. How do you keep your diners safe?
Well, we bought these extra filtration systems. You know, like one system we bought was called like Air Dog, where it sucks all the air in and purifies it, cleans it. We're upgrading all the filters to something called MERV 13, which like filters out like 99% of everything. We put screens on doors so you can open up and get fresh air. We have a lot of outdoor spaces too. Like, you know, Rosemont Lombard have very large outdoor spaces. You know, so. Restaurants are regulated almost like hospitals these days with the amount of rules. And it's like Sam Toya would say, it's a lot safer to eat in a restaurant than at someone's friend's home, like watching a football game in a basement of someone's home. You know, we have social distancing rules and a lot of mask rules and everything else. So it is regulated. It's a regulated experience versus, you know, a lot of things that are not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much the issue. Plus, you know, Cook County has, DuPage County released all the information. Cook County has not, you know, and we're interested to see what does their report show as far as contact tracing related to restaurants. They haven't released it. DuPage released it, and it's around 1%.
And then out there in Lombard and Rosemont, where you have the big outdoor space, you have a tent that's open on at least one side. Is that how you do it?
Yeah, well, they wanted like two sides. So, like in Rosemont, we have like an awning with electric heaters, and you know, because it is getting cold now. But they want some sides open to get the fresh air in.
Mm-hmm. And then the tables still have to be spaced at least 6 feet apart, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's a conundrum because everybody wants this thing to be done with, the pandemic. Nobody wants to get the virus, but you're trying to stay in business at the same time. So I hope things can be worked out so we can enjoy the restaurants and feel safe, and you guys can make it through this very difficult period without going out of business. What you said about the restaurants there in River North by the flagship Harry Carey's, that's frightening. Give us that number again, Grant.
Oh, yeah. Well, a year ago, there were 8 full-service restaurants on the east side of Dearborn Street from the river to Illinois. Now that's down to 2. So, yeah, times are getting tough for a lot of people. And, you know, hopefully the federal government steps up. They are talking about doing something called the Restaurant Act, which would save a lot of restaurants in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, I know that both the Senate and House are interested in doing that. It's just they have to do it.
Well, you guys run businesses, but you folks who run these iconic establishments, and every neighborhood has one, you're just such a great part of the community here, part of the fabric that makes this city and the suburbs great. So we feel for you. Best of luck to you. Grant DePorter, Harry Carey's Restaurants. Hope to see you at the restaurant.
Well, I'm going to go down and polish your picture on the wall right now.
Appreciate it. See you soon.